Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to another Skype Fellowship with a new year, January the 3rd, 2019. And we're all refreshed and blessed, ready to go, very inspired, very encouraged. God's given direction and blessing us. And so I would like Jason Smell to open up the word of prayer, please.
Yeah, gracious Heavenly Father, God, thank you in the name of your wonderful Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, for this wonderful fellowship and this new year that we're beginning now. I thank you for the adventure of a lifetime. I thank you for a great journey for the body of Christ this year. I thank you for the newness of life that you've given to us freely through faith, through what Jesus Christ did for us, and for the righteousness we've been given. And you know, the freedom, the reconciliation, the atonement, everything, Father, that you've done the whole nine yards for us. And I just thank you that we can, that this is available to fellowship like this. It's fantastic. And thank you for blessing the hearts of everybody here tonight, and the hearts of those that couldn't make it, and the hearts of those that are going to be coming. And I thank you that we're going to see some great things. We're going to see great things all through this year. And I thank you that your hand is upon it all. And it cannot be our design. It cannot be our efforts. It has to be you doing all the work. And we just walk in that faith, Father, and in that newness of life. And I thank you for the laborers that are coming. That there's great multitudes, Lord, both of men and women, boys and girls. And we know you've got them lined up ready. And I thank you that we can be lined up ready now ourselves in our hearts and our minds. And I thank you that anything ailing anybody, Father, that I thank you for just taking great care of that tonight. I thank you for great healing and deliverance where anybody needs it, Father. And I just thank you for great joy in our hearts. Thank you for blessing Lawrence and Kim opening their home. And I thank you for blessing everybody hooking up on Skype. And thank you for blessing me for coming. Yeah, just as thank you for a great evening, working on everybody mightily, both to willing to do of your good pleasure tonight. And that we hear from you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Well, this is really what I'm expecting is great things that God's working in your heart. And this is a great year to learn to really give up what God's putting in your heart, to share, look to encourage, look to build people up, and to really allow God to work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, to inspire you. And as you practice doing that, you're going to grow so quick, you know, with God, and the desires in your hearts will grow more. So, I'm going to try and speak less on this Skype fellowship. I'm going to try. I'm going to try. So, that means somebody else has to do a lot more speaking and a lot more encouraging, because this is God's fellowship and we're all one body of Christ, and God is working in us and he's energizing us. And my job is that I want to encourage you to really give of the Christ in you and to encourage people. So what we're going to do, I'm just going to call on people after each person has shared. So be ready to open your mouth, let God fill it, let him inspire you. And you can also share what you've been doing, testimonies, but really also look to share something that God is touching your heart with. You can mention chapters and verses if you want, or just inspiration. Just let God go to work. And I tell you what, by doing that, you grow so quick. Because I remember when I was encouraged this way many years ago, I grew really quick and I found my voice, and everyone thought, oh no, this guy is, they called me motor mouth. You know, like on the road, in the fast lane. So we want to get in the fast lane with God, we want to be in top gear, and we want to be overtaking all the cars on the inside of us. So I'm going to pick out right now, get ready, and the first person that's going to speak was the last person that should have spoke on the last fellowship, and that's Jason. Okay, so just share away, just remember the brevity of time, and you've got a taxi, there's other people to share, and there's a teaching to be done as well.
There's no time in the spirit.
Away you go, Sir Jason.
I'm walking in the spirit, so, I mean, you know, I haven't got my watch on.
In fact, actually, Jason, so I before you actually begin... I am going to do something right now. What we're going to do, we're going to try something a little bit different. So who's actually on... Right, so who's available? Anna and Pedro, Frank and Annie, Kim, Hailey, Nancy's away at the moment, Russell and Shirley, so, and there's Kim Cindy as well, so, and, no, Cindy's not on, because she was busy, she messaged me earlier on. So when you finish sharing, could you pass it on to one of the other guys, please, all right? God will show you who.
Yeah, okay. Hello, everyone, God bless you all. And it's great to hear you all again, as it always is. I'm looking forward to a really fantastic year this year. I know we've seen God do a lot of mighty and wonderful things in our lives already. And it's like each stage has been a preparation for the next stage. And it's like he's taken us up levels to get us to where he wants us to be in our walks and in our hearts and minds. And just to live freely in Christ without any misapprehensions, without any hesitancy, so that we can be fluent and bold like Jesus Christ was, and we can be fluent and bold like the apostles were. And I've just been really keeping moving as best I can through this holiday period. I just look to God to open the doors, really. And as he opens the doors, I want to be ready, you know, to share what he puts in my heart to share. But I truly believe that this is a year of newness of life. And I've even felt it physically in my body. Just a refreshment. When I'm going out to work, it's not so tough as it was before. And just there's little things happening, and I can see where God's hand is in it.
Out, come on. Project.
We're being invaded by boxer dogs.
Out.
At the moment. I've just been kind of going through scriptures, listening to teachings, and reading what Lawrence put on the blog yesterday. And I came back to the Gospels this week, and I read through Matthew chapter 6, and it was great, because we hear about walking in power, walking in this, that, and the other, but a lot of times, I know for me, I need to come back to some of the basic things, basic fundamental things in life. We can get very, very much busy in this life, and sometimes forgetting to grab hold on the things that Jesus Christ was sharing with people. You got like the Beatitudes, and loving people, and treating people the way you want to be treated, things like this. And because the world is so hectic, bombarding us all the time, sometimes it's difficult to keep your mind stayed. So, definitely coming back to the scriptures is a big key to all. And seeking first the kingdom of God, seeking first God, his ways, and the Lord Jesus Christ and his ways, and thinking, how did they do things? And then just last night, I was reading in I was just inspired to ask God, where do I turn? So Romans 5, verse 10 came to mind, verses 10 and 11. And a word I've often been wondering about is atonement. And I saw this word atonement, and I checked it out in Esau, and it's quite simply the reconciliation. And we already are reconciled. And I read through about, you know, we understand Adam gave away the dominionship of the world, because of sin, And then I thought to myself, well, sin, that's disobedience. He disobeyed God. So, but Jesus Christ didn't disobey anything that God gave him to do. And I thought, well, if we're going to walk in that newness of life, it's going to be in the new man in Christ Jesus, and we're going to want to obey. So if we obey God, then we're not sinning against God. And if we don't, then, well, technically it's sinning against God, really. Not that we're not forgiven, because, yeah, we can have forgiveness as well, but, yeah, these are the things that have really been going through my heart recently. But I know last week at fellowship, God put a lot of stuff on my heart before the fellowship. It was that morning, I think, I'd sat down and asked him, well, all right, well, Lord, what do? Listen to your word, read your word? And then just one verse after another came to my mind, and it was all geared around strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A thousand shall fall at your side, and 10,000 shall fall at your side, and 1,000 at your right hand. It shall not come near you. Psalms 91. And all, about 7 different verses of scripture, just one by one, were coming to my heart. And as I read them through, I thought, well, okay, so it's time to keep standing strong. And Galatians 5:4, we stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ made us free. So we don't get entangled again with the yoke of bondage or with the world's ways, which is bondage as well. And it just all neatly fitted together for me. So I guess what's really burning in my heart is that, you know, for each one of us, or myself first, just to continue standing strong, continue doing the things we know we're supposed to be doing every day, and do them with God, making the center of our lives, and with Jesus Christ, and look for God to bring the laborers. Really expect the laborers to come. And we knew all the keys to being laborers ourselves. So as we are laborers ourselves, then we know what we can look for when it comes to other people. And that definitely, for me, just continuing to get out there, and, you know, someone's in front of me, I don't want to just walk past them and ignore them. I'd rather give them the love of God. Whether that's ministering healing, whether it's praying for them, whether it's just sharing something with them, or just being genuine towards them, where they've not got anybody else around them, being genuine towards them. And, you know, like at Kim's job, she just loves the people that she goes to, and they love her because of that. So each one of us can make a difference wherever we go. And that's the newness of life, really. Yeah, that's pretty much what's in my heart at the moment, and what God's been encouraging me with personally. And so I'll just encourage everybody else with the same thing, I guess. And I think the person that's just come to my heart is Kim Hiley, to share next, so...
Yay, Kim.
I ain't in charge, God is, so don't blame me. Thanks, guys.
I'll take the floor. Today I had the occasional privilege to witness to a brother. He's a believer, but he wasn't a true believer as such. But I had him born again. We discussed a lot in the Word. I showed him some of the rudiments, the basics of God's Word. And of course, he read out Romans 10, 9 and 10 out loud. And he received God's incorruptible seed in him, his wonderful Holy Spirit, which is a done deal for life.
Woohoo!
Yay!
And we also had a look at the book of Ruth, because at our Bible book study at the church, we're doing study of the book of Ruth in a couple of weeks' time, so I thought it would be good to read for that. It's only three chapters. And I don't know if a lot of you know, but it is, in essence, it's a sort of cameo story of love, devotion and redemption set in the, I suppose we call the Black Day context, the Black Days of the Judges, a story of Ruth, who was a Moabite woman who forsook her pagan heritage in order to cling or stay to the people of Israel and to God, and to the God of Israel. And because of her faithfulness and time of national faithfulness, God certainly rewarded her in a similar way to which Job was rewarded. But it's a great story, and it just shows you also how God is not a respecter of persons. He has a wonderful, impartial love for everybody. There are no black sheeps. He has no regard for race, creed, colour, male, female. We're all the same. And the story of Ruth shows that in the telling, how she was a true woman. She was true to her near kinsman Boaz. But anyway, it really enlightened this Adam, this friend of mine. We had about a 2 or 3 hour talk of the word, and he left somewhat enlightened, I think so. And I tried to explain to him that he's got, as we all have, a responsibility to the Lord now. It's given to us to do something with, to work in our lives. And his wife is also a believer, but she goes to, I forget the presbytery, one of the churches. So I'm not sure if she's a committed believer, but there'll maybe be time for later and met her. So it was great home for the word, because we know that the Lord always gives the increase. You know, we water the flower and he gives the increase. So I know that this brother of mine received the word, and it will be seed that falls onto rich ground, where it shall bring forth fruit. And it was just a great blessing for me. He was blessed as well. I think he was enlightened, uplifted, and just great to know we're doing something on the Lord's behalf. So that's my event of the year day. And now we'll move on to Frank Jouvelier, monsieur. Are you there?
Yes.
Frank? Yes. Yes. Bienvenue.
Yes, thank you very much.
God bless you, Frank.
Thanks, Kim Holy.
Yes. God bless you.
Oh. Yes, is it my turn?
Your turn. And then okay. when you finish, pick someone else to share.
Okay, I will check. Yes, I know who. Okay, then I'm blessed for having the word of God in my heart, because God is in me, and he's able to produce words to speak, and it's very easy. We just open the mouth and we speak as we are speaking in tongue, you know, when you begin to speak, and God is continually giving, and you stop when you want. You don't need to use your mind, because God's word says that you don't need to mind what you say. You just speak, because it's only an act of faith. And I'm very thankful for our Lawrence, you are led by God when you, because I found that you were too much in speaking. Not that it's not good, but it's very blessed. And something you need to mute your microphone if you don't speak, perhaps. Yes, I didn't say you, Lawrence, I'm sorry, but I thought that you were speaking too much.
Thank you.
No and not letting, but I love you dearly. And that's very good. Yes, and I see that you really are working with God. And yes, and yes, I'm very thankful for that, and for the fellowship, and yes, and yes, I opened my emails tomorrow, and it was about the email from you, Lawrence, about you know, Roman 6, speaking about that we are dead to sin, and we need to reckon ourselves to be dead. And I'm going to read this verse. It's Romans 6, verse 11, saying, likewise, it's a King James version, the old one. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I'm very blessed by that, because days ago I bought some video and teaching about Peter Wade. I don't know if you know about this guy. He's from Australia.
Yeah.
And he did a very good teaching, and I'm very blessed. Except that I think he's not so much on the manifestation of the spirits, you know, but he has very good teaching, I think. He's very rightly divided, and to my mind. And I was very blessed by that, you know, at the time I needed to have some teaching. And now I know that we've got the Spirit of God, and God, the Consolator, will speak to us, you know, and directly to us, and we can have faith that God is able to speak in to you directly, and we also need the fellowship and believers who spoke from God, who speak from God, and I'm very happy, and recently I needed to have more fellowship, you know, because I have Sunday with French believers, and I during the week I said I needed one, and I can God open the door with this fellowship, you know, and sometimes I work late and I can't participate, but okay, God will provide, and then bring back to the Word of God, and we need to reckon ourselves as dead, because Christ died on the cross, and he was identifying to our sin. And when he died, we died. When God resurrected him from the dead, we were resurrected from the dead. And when God put him at his right hand, he put us at his right hand with Christ seated in the heavenly. And I'm very blessed for that. I'm very blessed all these working greatly in my life. And I'm not only the only person. You are the children of God, and God is working great in your life. And yes, I'm. I just want to say I'm very thankful from when I was born again. I learned about the Word of God through the Way Ministry in France, and we at one time I needed to go further, because we were taught about healing, etc. I knew how to speak in tongue, and I spoke in tongue. But I didn't see healing, etc. And I went to Deep City in Ohio at a Christian Family Fellowship, and went back to France, and I was invited in England, and I met Lawrence Storr, who ministered me healing, and God was working, and I'm very blessed by that. And now, you know, I'm very confident in God, and I can really speak and heal people. And because I received healing, and I wanted to minister healing also for people, for delivering people. And I speak the word around me, you know, and at my job, and there are some healings, and I'm very blessed to be part of what God is doing, and it's His work, it's not mine. I just focus on the vision, on what God wants to do. He wants to all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, and He's opening doors, and I'm at rest. I'm in the grace of God. And God is working, because I put Him at work, and I stay at rest. and I don't go everywhere, but just being inspired by God, and it's very smooth, and yes, it's very, very important. I'm very blessed to be along to God, and to be in the family of God, and to know that we are not alone. Even if sometime you can be separated from everyone, you know. Then, whatever the situation, God is at work, and He's loving you, and He's caring for you, He's taking care for you, and yes. I think I'm going to stop right now and ask to the person I was thinking, who is Anna Ribeiro. Is it like that?
Yes. Ribeiro.
Ribeiro.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for sharing that, and I was listening to you, and I'm really thankful that we have everything that Christ has, because God gave us everything in Christ. And I was remembering about Romans 8:17, when it says, "And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together." We really should be thankful, because everything is ours already. God gave us everything He has. He had. He gave His Son for us, Jesus Christ, so we can be also sons and daughters, and we have the same power, we have everything. And that leads me to another verse, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, that says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, that bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." We just need to keep our minds and our hearts synchronized with the Christ in us, to do all the things that God has for us to do. We can go and do everything. There's no limit with God. So I'm really thankful for that. And I also would like to share a little episode that happened to me this last Réveillon. We went to spend our
New Year's
with a friend of mine and her mother. I know this girl when I was probably 21 or 22. And then we lost contact for 30 years. And then we get together here in near the place where we live, and we went to stay with her, and she has a way of thinking, and I think it's hard to, I cannot push, things will happen. And I was already asking God how to speak with her about God and stuff like that, because she doesn't know that we are born-again believers. So, on the 1st of January, Pedro stays with her mother at home, and the two of us went for a coffee and to smoke a cigarette, and we were talking, and she turned to me and said, "You know, Anna, I thank God every day, because He was the only one that could make it happen." And I must have done a funny face, and she said, "My God, anyway." And I said, "No, probably your God, it's my God." "But what were you saying?" Because this thing that we stay without contact for 30 years, and now we get together, only God could do it. So I'm so thankful. Every day I thank God for that. So it was such a blessing to hear someone telling me that and reminding me, be thankful for the things you have. So her heart was really thankful, and she was sweet saying that to me.
Yeah.
So Now I pass the word to, I think it's Shirley, Russ's wife, Shirley.
Is she on?
Shayla? Or
Russell? Russell and Shirley?
Yes, Shirley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they there?
They're on, but I don't know if they're hearing. They got
okay.
They got their microphone on mute. Are you there, Russ?
There's no problem.
No problem.
Kim can start speaking.
Oh, she said she doesn't want to.
No, I.
Oh, she said she's not. She says she's not. Oh, something ratty or whatever that means. Oh, she said she's not ready. Okay, no problem.
Okay, so can be Kim. Kim Thor.
Kim Thor. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna. So,
bye.
That was beautiful what you shared about friends that you haven't seen for a long time. It was very meaningful, being that we're coming into a new year, that we really look to God to connect us to people that we're not going to waste our time with, people that we can share the word, that will not argue with us, but, you know, have some familiarity and also want to know more. You know, in this newness of life, like we're starting this year now, I've made a lot of good friends, and not always are they are friends with God in mind. But God has his way when we're out there doing our daily things, just loving people, having that humility to think that we're not better than anybody else, and that God will guide us and put us in place where he needs us to be, to speak that word. And going back a few weeks ago, I was in the back of the shop, and all of a sudden my niece walked out of the toilet, and I was so shocked because I didn't know that she was joining the company, and it just happens that he had us in the same place. Well, she works on a Monday and a Wednesday, and I'm obviously not in the shop that very often. I go in the morning, I collect my deliveries, and I'm gone. And then I'm out on the road delivering, meeting people. And then I come back maybe for about 20 minutes, and then I leave. But she must have shared with one of the ladies in there what I'm about and what my husband does. And I was in the kitchen at the back of the shop, just sorting out my bits and pieces, getting ready to leave. And one of the ladies that I really do admire, she's a very good worker, she has great morals and principles, and she asked me what my husband done. She said, Ashley said he's like a minister. And I started to share with her how he got me born again many, many years ago. I'm not going to say how many, because that might reveal my age, but...
About 49 years ago. No, I'm joking.
No. And basically, when I first met him, I thought he was a complete and utter nutter that had been released from the mental institution. And she started to laugh. And she said, but, you know, I used to go to church. She said, but it's not the same anymore. She said, you know, people are there. And I always thought that if you went to church, that you loved God and you lived it daily. Mm-hmm. And that really blessed me when she said that. And I continued to share a bit more. And obviously at that time, Lawrence was going to Uganda in the new year. And she asked me today, of all days, how's your husband getting on in Uganda? And I just started to share with her how he didn't go, and how it was a few people that all had the same thoughts and same heart towards him, how I didn't share with him that I didn't want him to go, because I didn't want to knock his faith and his believing, and I would never stop Lawrence from travelling if that's what he wanted to do. God always leads and guides him. He's a very humble man, and he can pay me for that later. But you know, he really does listen to God, and he did have a few doubts in his mind. And then when Danny, the night before he came up to tell us, Danny had been really vexed all night long and was really troubled, and God was putting thoughts and things in his mind, that the next day he felt compelled to come up and speak to his dad. And the same day his daughter spoke to him. And it all turned out that it was the day that he was going for his yellow fever jab. And while he was there and he was listening to the woman, and he just really took a decision not to have the yellow fever jab. And she said, well, if you don't have it, you can't travel. And he said, well, I just want to leave it at this point. And then he came home. So when I asked him, did he have the yellow fever jab, he said no. And then suddenly Danny turns up, and Danny starts to share his heart. Leanne was here, and she started to share her heart. And, you know, I was sharing this with her today, and then I also said about the guy that had paid for the trip and paid for his flight. I said, and this man was so humble. When Lawrence shared his heart and said, you know, I'm not traveling, and I apologize for that, but, and that God's really telling me to stay at home right now. And when she listened, she said, you know, I've had situations like that where I decided I'm going to do something, and then something happens along the way, and then I don't end up doing it. She said, so do you think God's working in me too? So, I just mentioned Romans 10, 9 and 10. And she said, well, I've believed that ever since I was about 16 years old. She said, so even if I don't go to church, she said, I'm still a believer. And I said, yes, you're still a believer. I said, and it's not about going to church, but it's living unto God. And then I shared with her about our new theme for the year, the newness of life. And she was so, so blessed. We talked for about 25 minutes. And usually when they're on their lunch breaks, they don't speak. They sort of eat their food and, you know, play around on their phone and don't really say very much, and then they go back to work. But she was so blessed at the end of the conversation. And, you know, God puts us in the place where he needs us to be at the right time. And I believe that was her right time to just have verification that God is with her, and that you don't need to go to church to be led by God, that you can have your own private time with God. I told her that, you know, the most important is that she prays. And I'm really, you know, I'm going to take it slow. I'm not going to rush it. But the next conversation we're going to have is about speaking in tongues, because that is the perfect prayer. And that will be her sign to show that she is a child of God. And I think it will bless her tremendously. So you can keep that in your prayers, guys. Her name is Jo. And from day one of working in this company, there was something different about her. She always stood out. And I said to Lawrence, you know, this girl called Jo, she's really befriended me. She's welcomed me in. She's been so helpful. And I did go out on our Christmas night out, and she was the one that invited me, because they don't usually invite the driver. But she invited me, and against all odds, because I don't usually go out, I did go. And I did have a great night. And they are a great group of girls, and who knows? If one of them's born again, I'm pretty sure we'll get them all born again. So,
Ashley as well, my brother's sister.
Oh, Ashley, yes. Ashley is
indirect.
Lawrence's brother's daughter. So she was the one that was telling her what we were about. So, you know, who's to say that they're not all going to get born again sometime this year? So, I would now like to pass it over to Petra.
Yay!
Take the limelight.
Thank you. Blessed to hear you guys. I was listening to your sharings, and I was listening to God about it, and one of the things that he puts in my heart about we how we use in his words images for our better understanding of what God is telling us on his word. And it came to my heart two kind of images, you know, like farming images, like having a seed. The God's word is a seed that we received, and that growth inside of us. And as any seed that becomes a plant, it will bring seed to others too. So that's a natural growing for a plant, you know, to bear seed and give it to others. Sometimes that seed will fall into a good ground and will grow up. That will be people's heart that will receive that word that we have in us from God. And sometimes they will fall in not so good ground, but anyway, we keep giving seed. That won't stop us. I know, I don't know any plant who would stop, you know, bearing seed because had some seeds that didn't grow up, you know. It's just a natural thing for a plant. So spiritual should be a natural thing for us to bear that seed on others, and that's by speaking what God, whatever God puts in our hearts, because God has many ways to make his words pass to others, you know. Sometimes it's just, that happens along our lives, happen with me sometimes saying something, and later, years later, someone come to me and say, tells me, you know, one day you tell me so-and-so, and that did so-and-so in my heart, and it really was important. And I didn't realize, I didn't have to, you know. Once you trust in God and you put your heart in love, in God's love, you will find ways to bless others through us. So that's all what really matters. And another thing God uses as image in his word is that we are members of a body, and in a body every member has its function, you know, the skin, the nose, whatever, the fingernails, whatever you want to think about it, they're there for some reason, for some function. So, and I don't think that anybody, any member on the body would think that what he's doing is important or not, or he just does it, you know. I mean, whenever we walk on God's word and God's love, we just being his sons and being members of his family or the body of Christ, and every one of us has important things and are needed. Every one of us is needed for the whole body, because even our prayers, even when we speak and sing in tongues and we don't know what we're saying, but the Spirit in us said knows. So right there, something spiritual is and powerful is happening, even if we don't realize. And I believe many times God won't show us because we don't need to know. We just need to believe how great that is, as Kim was saying, his perfect prayer, but is also interesting for the his worshiping God in perfect, in truth and spiritually. So only that, like, you know, in the body, just the blood flowing through the body is just vital for the body, and every member has the blood flowing through them, you know.
Yeah.
And we have that on the Spirit of God in us, so we always are important, and as long as we are alive, you know, and as God's Spirit in us is moving in us, and we are moving with him. And many times to go with God is basically just going, you know. It's like when you grow, whenever you want to think about growing, I gave you the example of the plant as God gave, but it can be like in sports or in the artist field, some kind of art, whether it be writing or music or, you know, theater, whatever you think about it, to grow, you just have to do, you know, just have to do, have to go. And you're going to fail many times, but that's no problem, because that's a way to learn. Once you don't quit, once you keep going, you will learn. And with God, we always will be learning in a positive way, not in a frustrating way, or you won't criticize us. It's just show us and encourage us. So we just got to keep moving, and God has such things for us to do because we are alive. That's it.
That was absolutely a fantastic analogy about the seed as well, Pedro. Well, thank you very much.
I don't know if anyone is left. I guess Lawrence didn't speak enough yet, so.
In fact, I'd like to address this speaking business. Now we're familiar. Now we're familiar, I don't have to fill in the silences. Because when we began, and I made it available, not many people come forth. But obviously God was showing me to just let people grow in confidence. And so now we're more familiar, we can, you know, all speak. So I believe this is the format at the moment that God would have us go, that we just begin and the next person that wants to speak, speaks, or someone pass it on, or whatever, how God leads it. This is God's fellowship, so let him lead it. And obviously he'll work in the person that's, you know, making it available, whether it be me or Kim, or Jason. So I think Nancy, if Nancy's available, would you like to share?
I'm here. I've heard every word.
Go for it, Nancy. Go for it.
Yeah, I had to switch to my computer because it came up on my phone, and when my work phone rings, it interrupts. So, well, we're blessed, and we're blessed to be back with fellowship again, you know, and our other fellowship we have on Fridays. That'll be starting up again in the next week on Monday. And especially today, the way things are going in the world, it's really great, and it's really important for believers to stick together, because Amen. We all need prayer. We all need to pray for each other, and we all need to give. And as things get darker in the world, we are the ones that keep each other up. And Lawrence can tell you, and I had another believer last night that was like 1 o'clock in the morning that really needed help. And I'm so thankful for Facebook and these different avenues to be able to get together and build a body and be able to encourage. And like Anna was sharing and like Kim was sharing, you know, reaching out to people, especially people that they have the spirit, they know they have the spirit, but they just can't get involved with organized religions. And they've been going around in their life looking for, you know, how come, why, how come I know I'm right? And that's where I came from when I got into the Word. It's like when I took the PFAL class, I was like, holy duty, this is everything I knew all my life. But it finally there, being able to read the Word. And it's only going to be the Word of God that's going to bring light and open people's eyes. And when you can show them from the Word, that no, it's not about going to church or this, that, or the other thing. You're better off in a home fellowship where you've got the Word being taught, people encouraging one another, praying for one another, because that's when things get done. You go into a big church, how many people get to ask for prayer and, you know, really get their needs met? And there's so much deception today. The churches are so confused about the return of Christ. Some of them don't even believe in the return before the tribulation, and it's just so much screwy stuff. But the bottom line is like what we do on a daily basis. It's our job to expose evil and introduce light to people, especially people that are worried. And there are a lot of people today worried about what's going on in the world. And it's okay to see those things and address them and then give people the Word and the encouragement that God has. I know one person that we've been praying for fervently is Mary Bodolowski, and she and her family are from New Jersey, going way back into the 70s, and their family decided to go to Anchorage, Alaska, and move the Word. The whole entire family, sons, daughters, everybody married, kids, grandkids. And of course, you all know they had a very big earthquake before Christmas. I think it might have been close to Thanksgiving. And they've had several thousand aftershocks and quakes since then, registering as high as 5. And and I know yesterday or the day before they had like 200 in one day. And we have her on our prayer list, and they're really not worried. They know God has everything for them, and it's almost like the birth pangs before the return of Christ, the things that are going on in the world. And I think about this often because we're going to have those things. And sometimes, yeah, we're directly affected. And that's when we pitch in and help each other, you know, like the word says, when things come up and we can help each other, brothers and sisters. And we've had it with Hauk in Texas and other people where we had to pitch in and people had to give and help each other stand. Because as they stand, the biggest thing I saw was during Sandy. We had a whole family here. There was like three or four or five different households, same family, that were very much affected by Sandy. And they were out encouraging people, and every one of their needs got met. And God just did it so beautifully, you know. And they were moved out of their house the night before another big storm, and they were moved out by the FBI actually came to the house and helped them because one of them worked for them. But it's like we just don't know when you get up in the morning what's going to be thrown at you. And we know where it comes from, but you know, God is standing there and he's pitching for us and saying, you know what? I just want you to see me bigger. And that's what we have to look at in every situation. It's like, you know what, I don't know how this is going to work out, God, because I'm not you, but you do, and I don't have to worry about it. And that's the thing, because as the world gets darker, the light gets brighter. And as the light gets brighter, people start to wake up. And I see more and more Christians coming together now, which is a good thing. And yeah, there's going to be people that don't agree with everything as far as doctrines and stuff, but you know, how important really is all of that in the grand scheme of things when really we're called to preach the word, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and utilize the power that we have within us. And this is what says me, because even at night, sometimes I just find myself more and more waking up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 1 o'clock, not being able to go to sleep yet. And then bingo, I have an opportunity to minister. And it, believe it or not, it probably does more for me than it does for the person on the receiving end.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's somehow, it's like you say, go look in the mirror and speak the word to yourself. Well, I don't do that too often, but when you're giving to somebody else like that, you're hearing yourself talk. And it's like, shoot, I have to live up to this. I have to own it because I'm telling somebody else what good things God's going to do. Because we all get mentally in a place sometimes where, you know, why didn't this happen? Why didn't that happen? You know, why not yet, God? And I posted Daniel chapter 10 the other day on my Facebook timeline. And I just sat and I read that and I read that and I read that. And I thought, you know, here God already prepared everything. Michael's out there kicking ass for us. And there's never really ever going to be anything that's going to happen that we cannot handle, no matter what it is. And so it's been a real blessed reflecting weeks. Other people are making New Year's resolutions. I don't believe in that. I believe when you get up in the morning, you start your day with your resolution for the day. Because you really can only live in the moment and do what you can handle for that day. And God's got it all planned out. And we just have to try to live our lives like that, because we can't project that far into the future. We don't know when he's coming. And we know we're going. And we know there's going to be people that want to, that need to hear, because we still wouldn't be here if that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that God wants people to see his power. He doesn't want people to look at us like we're something to them other than a guide or a minister or to bring them to God. But that's our goal, to bring people to God, not to bring people to us. We're not building one thing. And I just get so blessed when the opportunity arises to be able to help people like that. Sometimes they respond, sometimes they don't. Sometimes down the road they're going to respond when you don't even know about it, because the word doesn't go out void. So it's been a, I can't say it's been a challenging holiday. It's been a different holiday. Mm. I could not really get wrapped up in a lot of it. I'm not really a Scrooge. I just feel bad that people go out and go into deep debt and things like that. And, you know, just for what? You know, the greatest gift is free. So anyway, it's just been a reflective week. And, of course, I had that bad cold, which I'm still getting over, but it's getting over. And it's just, it's been a really interesting time.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to pray for each other, for our countries.
Amen to that.
Know, and what's going on in the countries, because the devil's kicking up his heels, but the bright side is people all over the world are waking up. And I was talking to somebody the other day, they said the amount of Muslims that are coming to Christ is like unheard of, tens of thousands. And this is what we want to see, you know, because the more light people have, the more God's will come to pass quicker, because nobody can do your job or my job. And if we don't do it, then there's a lack, you know, somebody has to pick up the slack. So it's going to be an interesting, good year to see what more we can manifest in the power of God, I think. So.
Amen, sister, yeah.
And Scott's here. I don't know if he wants to.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, I thought you were tapping me.
Would you like to share, Scott?
I'm okay right now. I'm just sat down and I'm going to listen in.
Okay, bro. No problem.
So okay. That'd be that.
Okay, well, all right, well, I'll share. Unless, Russell, do you want anything to share, brother? Mr. Ross?
He's smiling at us, but he's not talking yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hi, Russ.
I'm doing great. A lot of things happening. I'd say a lot of my speech is coming back. I just can't say it. I can't say it. It's so much. Great time here with Roy, and you had some real cold weather, down to about 2 degrees or so. So I have to kind of keep an eye on my propane usage. And we got a he's got a new dog, so we keep an eye on her, Maggie. I just wish I could tell you more. The one thing I guess I was thinking about is speaking in tongues and how that is not controlled by the brain.
Yeah.
So I could speak in tongues like a house fucker, and I don't miss a word. And I just know one friend of mine, a wonderful man of God, and had encouraged me that so God may have to rewire some of my brain, just to make it connect, make everything connect. I mentioned that my right arm is amazing. I can feed myself with my right hand. I couldn't do that 2 weeks ago. So I'm aware of God working mightily throughout each day. I get a little impatient. I can't say it that way. I get pissed off. God's been, he is faithful. And before I look to him, like I said, speaking of tongues, is powerful. Karma-like have manifest. See, even that time, after a few trials, I can say it. But before, I was like, but now more and more, I just keep trying it, each word. Because my brain is clear. Every single thought. I want to be able to speak clearly. What's the point? You know, that's what God called me to. And so, God's, again, faithful and making sure that I lose sight. That's what he wants me to do. Just stick with him. So let me go back to this, very blessed. Sharings that really do and give us great encouragement.
Thank you, Ross. Bless your heart, mate. Yeah, so what was in my heart is just basically what I shared in that letter I sent out yesterday, and, you know, that we can really fine-tune our walk, and sometimes we can get lackadaisical in the things that we do, or we can get used thinking we're just doing everything right, and then things can creep in, and, you know, just getting rid of any idols, anything that's before God in our life, in every area, category of our life, we can take a look at. You know, sometimes things might not be flowing for us like we desire or expect. But if we go to God and say, Father, show me what I need to bring down in my life that I may have put up above you, or things that I'm doing that may be hindering your flow to me. And so when I decided to do that, you know, then God started to show me a few little things that I could fine-tune. You know, sometimes like we might have a nice car and the engine's running nice, and then it goes a little bit creaky. It just needs a little tune-up, you know, just a little adjustment of a pedal or a change of plugs, you know. And my desire is to really see the things happen with God. So I really desire to do what God wants me to do, to focus with him and to be an encouragement to God's people. And to, I'm desiring laborers, I'm desiring growth. I know God wants me to be fruitful. He wants me to abound. He wants me to be in health. He wants me to be prosperous. He wants all of his children to shine as those lights, be an example, not just in word but in deed, and what we are manifesting in our life. And, you know, when people look at us, what do they see? Are we manifesting those qualities that we can manifest, which is available? And it starts with that fruit of the Spirit in us being manifested, you know, because we're walking and we're practicing and we're operating the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So like when we come to fellowship, you know, we should be desiring, ready to, you know, to speak, ready to manifest, looking to bless, looking to edify. And a lot of people fall down. I mean, especially being in a situation where I'm ministering to other people, I can see there's a lot of people that I have ministered to in the past, and they're just not being successful. And when you see what they need to do, or what they could fine-tune in their life, when you give that encouragement to them, you can see they receive it, but they just don't do it. And so it's so easy to hear what all of us have to say, but are we taken to heart that this is actually God energizing, working in people to give encouragement, direction for right now, and what we can apply and do in our life? So I would really encourage you, look to apply the encouragement that you're receiving. Look to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Because we can get so used to to listening to another teaching. And I think you all know what I mean. Oh, this is a great teaching, but then we don't do it. Or we remember just a little part of it. But, you know, God wants us to understand his heart. He wants us to be blessed. And he's laid everything out for us. We can see the examples in the scriptures. We can see how the men and women moved in the book of Acts, how they looked to God. They were led by the Spirit of God. They, you know, when God told them to go, they moved. When God told them to speak, they spoke. Regardless of the circumstances, their lives were dedicated to God first. Nothing else was above God. Whether it be work, whether it be friendships, whether it be our little setup that we've got, God was first. And we've got to be willing to change. Willing to change course and direction that God's leading. And, you know, if we're so used to doing what we're doing, when we need to be changing, when it comes to do that transition, it's hard. So, like, you know, going to church every Sunday for years before we learnt the truth of the word, lots of people thought that was the way to do it. I'm going to church, so I'm doing what God wants me to do. Well, there was a lot more for them to understand and know and to operate and walk in the power of God. So what I'm saying is we don't know it all, but God knows it all, and God is working in us, and he's working in each and every one of us to give that encouragement, to bring to the table, to edify. And God really wants you to have your own works, your own fields to minister in. And so I just encourage you, like, whatever your desire to do, what is your desire? What was the first desire that you had when you first become born again, you know? And are you living that? Are you walking in that? Because God wants to fulfill those desires, because he's the one that placed them in your heart in the first place. And all we have to do is say, yeah. But we need to also be faithful and consistent. And I done a teaching on December the 31st, which I put on, Faithful and Persistent, I think I called, Consistent Sons of God. You know, we need to be faithful in the fundamentals and practicing, systematically practicing the fundamental truths, like speaking in tongues, like praying, like being led by God, doing the things that he puts in our heart, you know, and desiring to God for laborers, desiring to God to see his word move throughout all the world, not just where we are, and to make up our minds that we're not going to do things from our effort, because favor, grace, is that God does the work. That's like the old man, is that we work, right? That we got to work hard to perfect this old man nature of ours. But that's works, okay? But grace is that we decide to reckon the old man dead and to walk, to begin to walk in that newness of life, which is service. We're born once into this world, and then we're born again to serve. Now, we serve God. How do we serve God? We serve God by way of doing what he shows us to do, way of ministering to others, way of encouragement. Those fundamentals, I mean, like, I remember I've done a teaching on, you know, the five vital signs of a believer. There are fundamental things where we read and study the word, or read the word. Let God open that scripture to you. Meditate in his word, like, desire his, to do his word and what God puts in your heart to do. You know, pray and speak in tongues much. Fundamental things to do. Fellowship with like-minded believers. Witness to others. You know, witness the greatness of God's word that he puts in your heart to speak forth. You know, speak forth the word of God to people that God opens the doors and puts in front of you. We don't have to manufacture it and try and witness to everyone, but it's as God opens the doors. And then honoring God with your substance, being faithful, consistent, and like with everything, with every principle that we do with God, if we're faithful and consistent, then we're going to start to see fruit. We're going to start to grow with inside, and then that starts to manifest out in the things around us. Just like a business people, like you see these, like Walmart. We got a big company over here called Asda, which is a part of Walmart. They have a system of doing things, and it works time and time again. And it's like with these, there's another company called Sainsbury's, which is another big superstore. And they have a system of how they operate. And so people keep coming back and they keep making great profits, right? Because they're applying a system that works. Well, God has given us his system. It's called Holy Spirit. And when we're led by the Spirit of God, then he will lead us into the works that he's before ordained that we should walk in. And so we're beginning a new year, 2019. Now, for this fellowship, like, you know, I always pray for a theme, as you know, which is walk in newness of life. And it's not that we got to try and perfect our old man through our old man nature, but we've just begin to be led by God. And so now we can really make up our minds to be faithful and consistent. To the other thing I see where people fall down that I've been ministering to over the years is that even myself, when I've been learning from other ministers, is not doing and practicing the encouragement. So the encouragement you're receiving, if you do that from the heart unto God, letting God work in you and receiving that instruction, you know, then you will begin to flourish and grow. Like we know in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, right? So the words that they spoke at that time were by inspiration of God, and it was profitable for doctrine, which is how to believe rightly. So we want the sound doctrine, which causes the growth, for reproof, like in other words, tweaking up your walk. You're doing it wrong there. Now come on, turn back. And correction, right, which is instruction and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So these people were paying attention, and Paul was encouraging these people, look, be followers of me as I am of Christ. He said, look, my ways are in Christ. I'm following what God is showing me to do, and God's given me this revelation to give to you. If you follow that, you're going to do well. You're going to flourish. You're going to grow. And the ones that done that flourished and grew, right? Great things began to happen. So when we really focus in and decide this year, 2019, we're going to live above the world, not beneath it or in harmony with it. But we're going to shine as those lights, like Nancy was saying. I was talking to Kim before the fellowship. You know, they're trying to now say no deal on the Brexit, which will really put us in the poo-poo here in UK. And I think we're in the poo-poo anyway. But the prayer to God, like we're to pray for all men to be saved. We're to pray for those that are in authority, okay? Those that are leading our countries. We need to pray for these people that God can have an influence somewhere in the hearts, just like I personally see that God is having an influence in the heart and life of Donald Trump, a man that you would never think, right? But he's making some great decisions there, and I think he's a great example. That's just my personal opinion. I'm not trying to bring politics in it, but we can see an example there that some things are going good there for the USA believer or people, and it's because of the prayers of the believers. So, you know, in our countries, we need to pray, you know, for our leaders, for those in authority. And then we're to pray for all men to be saved. Like, God wants all men to be saved. He wants all men to come to knowledge of the truth. How much is that a desire in your heart? That's my desire. I really want to see all men to be saved. And I know I can't do that from my own strength or effort. I know that God has to bring those people before me, or open up a door for me to speak his word, what he puts in my mouth for that life situation, to minister to the needs of those people. And so these things are just really important. If we fine-tune our walk to the point that we bring down any idols that will hinder what God's got for us, get them out of the way. Ask God to reveal them to you, because I'm guarantee you, you'll find you'll have some. And I'm not saying that you got some, but somewhere along the line there might be just something there that's just not quite bumping for you, and you're thinking, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but you know, I'm practicing this, but what is it? Ask God, here, show you, here, clean the things out in your life that need to be cleaned out, and he's faithful to show us. And you know, and God reminded me about this PayPal button, and so as soon as I knew, I took that PayPal button off, because the PayPal button isn't my sufficiency, and I started to realize that's indirectly asking. It's a way for people to give, but if people really want to give towards our field and our ministry and what we're doing of service to God and to people, then they can ask, okay, how, we want to gift you, how can we do that? Then I can give them the necessary way to them to give. Because we're not in it for the money, and I don't want to be giving that impression to people. And if you look at most of the websites, they're set up to ask for money through a PayPal button or a donation button. And I was never quite... See, the thing is, that's, we have to be sharp and bold as well, because I never really wanted to put the button on there in the beginning. But I was encouraged by other believers who actually stopped giving to put a donation button on there, and I thinking they're trying to help me, and I started to realise, well, this is, now I understand their motive of heart, and then I'm thinking, well, people are, and then I started to water it down in my mind, well, people are asking me how to give, but I should have just left it at that, but God showed me, so I stopped, took it off, and done what God told me to do, because we need to look only to God, not to people, and God will work the hearts, and He will provide. So whatever God's working in your heart right now, just do it 100% unto God. And let Him prove Himself to you. You know, like it reminds me of that Malachi, for an example. He said, prove me now herewith, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He said, if you do this, I'm going to do that, so prove me. So we want to prove God in our life that He is a God that says He's going to do what He's going to do. Now we know that He does do that because we've been practicing. But practice more. Really depend upon Him. Decide that He is your sufficiency. Decide that you're going to depend upon Him, not anyone else, not any other person or believer, but you're going to depend upon God to get to you what you need, whether that's spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, materially. God is the one that's going to take care of you, and God is the one that's going to open the doors for you, and God is the one that will put the people in front of you that will really want to move with Him and really don't just want to get saved and healed, but want to move with God. And there are people out there, they really are. We just got to pray to the Father, Lord, send the laborers into the harvest. You know, give me that one laborer that is going to be like-minded, that's going to desire to look to you. And then, like Nancy shared, and like I encouraged in the letter, connect people to God, not to the fellowship, not to anywhere. And let God work with them, because God will guide them where they need to be, like He did with me when I got born again. No one told me where to go. I didn't know where to go. But God guided me, actually, to my very first wife. And she was a Christian, and her parents were going to church, and I ended up going to the Pentecostal churches. That's where I began, and that's where I began to grow. So God worked out all the details for me, and I didn't know nothing, absolutely nothing. But I decided even back then that my life was going to be for God, and if I was going to even be with this girl that I was dating, I said, you have to be a Christian, because I don't want any unbeliever. And she said, I am a Christian. And she said, my parents go to church. So I said, good, I can come with you then, because I haven't got nowhere to go. So just let God work in your heart. So that's what I wanted to share. And with that, I think I'll hand it over to Kim for her to do the teaching. And I'm just going to stop this right now and then press.